Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, everybody, to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian.
I'm Luke.
That's Luke. It's true.
It's true until Brian makes me change my name, but we don't have to dive into that right away.
I now have a new song request. That's not my name.
That's not my name. There we go.
That's not my name. Fantastic. Welcome, everybody, to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We are listening. I am broadcasting right now from the Waukesha Studios. You're listening to us on 540 AM out of Waukesha, as well as 101 FM, The Shaw.
And I am broadcasting live from the Devil Radio, from the Solidarity Realty Studios. I'm still getting the hang of that. Sorry, Darcy. Apologize about that. But Solidarity Realty Studios here in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM out of Columbus, Brian. Happy Friday to you, man. It's TGIF. We made it.
We made it. I am fully aware that today is Friday.
Yes.
How about that?
There you go.
Yeah, that's a good thing for me.
Better than 1,000 on knowing it's Friday.
That's pretty good. It's a thing that we should do. I'm having a good time. We have... I'm excited because I'm right.
Yeah, man.
What I predicted yesterday with Tony Evers' plan to distribute the surplus that we have come up with here because people finally pay their taxes, giving money back to all Wisconsinites.
$150 to everybody. Everybody gets $150.
That's one of like 10 other things that are going to happen with this. I'll give you some details about it in a little bit here, but... They're putting Republicans in a position where they have to look like, sure, I understand that, you know, this can look like Evers is trying to bribe everybody as well for during an election year. But again, he couldn't do it any other year besides this year because this is the year that there's a surplus. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Republicans are going to do it. They're just going to do it differently when they get into power. So they're going to hold off and not help until they get into power. So they're going to be in a they're in a position where they have to be political as well, and obviously political. And then all the candidates for governor, now that there's more than a couple, they all have to say things, and Rebecca Clayfish didn't really do a good job of explaining her situation, but either way she knows she's opposed to it. For sure.
She's opposed to Governor Evers getting to do anything with that surplus that his administration oversaw. The fact that the unprecedented tax revenue collection came in under his administration, Republicans are going to rob him of being able to deliver the surplus back to the people of Wisconsin. And like you said, Rebecca Clayfish, who's running to replace Governor Evers, didn't really have a great reason for why she didn't support the tax cut other than, I want to do that later? Yes.
Yeah, it seems to be called it a non-starter.
Non-starter.
Because
there's never been anything like that in a political year, right? Scott Walker didn't do it in 2018, and Tommy Thompson didn't do it in 2000. Oh wait, I believe Tommy Thompson did it too. So,
well, this is Rebecca Clayfish's quote. This is her specific.
Let's hear it.
Any proposal that does not include substantial tax reform, putting more officers on the streets, and a real plan to fix our education system should be a non-starter for Republicans. No more Band-Aids, she wrote on Twitter. The thing is, in 2018, she touted Walker's plan to provide smaller tax rebates. Clayfish's spokesperson, Alex Zimmerman, didn't say Thursday why Clayfish liked Walker's plan if she thinks Evers falls short. Walker offered his plan when the state's finances were not as robust as they are now. It provided parents with $100 for each dependent child. A couple with two children qualified for $200. I remember getting that myself.
Yeah. No, I recall that from 2018, and I did think it was a little weird at the time, but, you know, I did not know in 2018 either that Thompson had done it, and previous governors had done it in the past as well. So it's not that out of the ordinary for a governor to deliver a surplus refund, essentially, during an election year. But apparently, if Robin Voss and Devin LeMahieu are left up to deciding, which they are, because those are they are the decision makers in those in the state assembly and the state senate. Evers is not going to get that proposal passed.
We're gonna get to those clowns in just a little bit.
Yeah, we'll get to them.
We got a couple things to talk about them too. Give us a call, guys. 844-967-2789. I want to read the Democrats' message here.
Yeah,
because again, one of the biggest criticisms is not necessarily, yes, sometimes the messaging is not necessarily the best, but getting the message out there, because they have some really good words in here I think everyone should hear. So I'm going to read.
Well,
this is from the WIS Dems press release today. Rebecca Clayfish, disappointed in plan to return taxpayer dollars, calling it a non-starter. Following Governor Evers' direct taxpayer dollar plan to direct taxpayer dollars back to Wisconsin families now, Rebecca Clayfish came out against the tax credits, saying she was disappointed in the plan. Thanks to Governor Evers' leadership, Wisconsin has projected a record-breaking $3.8 billion budget surplus, and Wisconsinites have still received a 15% tax break. While Evers has proposed giving a portion of the surplus back to Wisconsin now, Republican leaders have indicated they're going to wait over a year to return taxpayers' money, essentially holding it hostage until someone from their political party is in power. I'm going to read that paragraph one more time just to make sure this message gets through. While Governor Evers has proposed giving a portion of the surplus back to Wisconsinites now, Republican leaders have indicated they're going to wait over a year to return taxpayers' money, essentially holding it hostage until someone from their political party is in power. So don't let his plan, oh, that's for political gain. Well, the reason they're opposing it is for political gain too.
Mm-hmm.
It's all politics.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, that's our taxpayer dollars, and not all of it is going to that $150 tax rebate. Here's what's in the plan Clayfish calls a non-starter: $150 tax rebate for every Wisconsin tax filer and each of their dependents. So that's every resident of Wisconsin,
yep,
regardless of income. Expand the child and dependent care credit, giving an average of $274 back to more than 100,000 Wisconsinites. Create a new $100 million caregiver tax credit benefiting approximately 370,000 tax filers, and then nearly a $750 million to improve education quality while keeping property taxes down. And then Clayfish couldn't explain why she's opposing this common sense plan to return money to working families. Clayfish supported a tax rebate in 2018 when Wisconsin's finances and the economy were in a much weaker position. And at the end of 2018 fiscal year, Wisconsin's budget surplus was only $588 million, and the state's rainy day fund only had enough to keep the state government running for nearly 7 days. Thanks to Governor Evers' leadership, Wisconsin now has a rainy day fund that's 5 times larger, the lowest unemployment rate in state history, and a record budget surplus. Republicans run on this over and over and over again. I don't know why every Dem isn't saying this every time anybody criticizes Evers. Today, Wisconsin families are also facing rising costs with this unprecedented budget surplus. We have an opportunity to return this money back where it belongs, in the pockets of Wisconsinites. And here's a quote from Wisconsin Democratic Party of Wisconsin Communications Director Iris Reese. It doesn't matter what the issue is. It doesn't help. If it doesn't help Rebecca Clayfish's political campaign, she won't support it, even if it means returning taxpayer dollars to working families. While Wisconsin's economy is miles ahead of the rest of the nation, families are still struggling with rising costs. That's why it's so important to direct the unexpected surplus money to taxpayers right now. Governor Tony Evers knows the right thing to do is to invest this budget surplus back into the economy and directly into Wisconsinites' pockets. And by the way, when that happens, they're going to spend it, and it's going to come full circle anyway.
Yeah, absolutely, because that's how it works. But it's not politically advantageous for Republicans in the state legislature to pass this proposal that Governor Evers announced yesterday. And so, unfortunately, Brian, I just don't think we're going to see it. And I really wish that we could. It's just, man, this it even it heightens the stakes here in the state of Wisconsin for this gubernatorial race this fall even that much more, because the individual that continues to be in the governor's office for 2023 is going to have the ability to help shape in some form. Like, the legislature is still going to be the ones to pass whatever, however this surplus is going to be used. But the governor's veto pen in Wisconsin is tremendous. It is a huge power. And whoever's in that office after this fall is going to have a decision, at least a little bit of a say in how this money is going to be spent. And so it's just really... we're raising the stakes is what's happening here in Wisconsin. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got a number of callers stacking up, Brian. Should we jump to the phone lines, or do you want to jump to the breaking? All right.
Let's say hi to them. We have breaking news.
We have breaking news as
but
well.
But let's stick on this topic. Let's see if we can close this out here.
Yeah, we got Don in Madison. Don, what are your thoughts?
I think Governor McFly is going to let the Republicans be bap them on the back of the head for the rest of the year. And not do anything about it. They're going to kick him around and kick him around. When he could go out every day and into each one of their districts and say, these guys don't want to give you the money back. These guys don't want to give you the money back. He could go into their districts every day and say, remember when Walker and Voss took $1.3 billion out of the schools? Remember when Walker and Voss took $1.3 billion out of cities and state aid? And he gave all that money to Foxconn. Remember that? You guys, now we have a chance to give you money. But Governor McFly won't do that. He'll let the Republicans kick him around, and the Wisconsin Dems putting out a press release. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, the press release. Everybody's going to read that. I get so pissed off that the Democrats will let the Republicans kick him around, and there's nothing we can do. I call you guys because I'm pissed off.
No, I got you, Don, and I'm equally as upset. And we have now two stations right in the middle of Waukesha, right in the middle of, you know, red Wisconsin. And I hope the governor is going to come on and pound this message away. But again, until then, you got to rely on us to go and dig out these press releases. Because, Don, you're telling me that the average citizen isn't sitting there awaiting the Wis Dems press release? Are you saying that it's just not enough to message with just press releases? Are you saying maybe we should, I don't know, get out there with more than just commercials you're going to ignore during a halftime show? Or like, you know, so maybe, oh my goodness.
If only there was a platform, you know,
if
that was broadcasting.
If only there was a platform where everybody was engaged and trying to listen and seeking out this information.
If only it existed, Brian. Who knows? Maybe we'll find one day. One day,
maybe.
Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We see your phone calls stacking up. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. And like I said, we got some breaking news. Maybe some folks in D.C. have been listening to the show, Brian, because we got an update about some electors here in the state of Wisconsin. Who knows, though? Who knows?
Yeah!
Folks, this is Dueling Tangents. We're going to be right back.